Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Louise Hanlon has contacted us. Louise, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you've written recently to the Taoiseach about legislation which I think we've been promised for a long time. Do you want to explain why you wrote and the circumstances that prompted this letter and indeed your efforts to change the law?
Yeah. So for the last few years, Joe, I've been having IVF done. Mm-hmm. I've had 5 IVF cycles done.
In vitro fertilization. Try and become pregnant, basically, yes.
Yeah, trying to become pregnant. And I've had donor eggs, and I've done everything that's available to me in this country.
Okay.
So the next thing that I would have to do is surrogacy.
Okay.
So it's not illegal in this country, but it's a very grey area.
Okay.
And what I'm looking for is the Taoiseach to look at the bill that's already there in writing, mm-hmm. And just get it through the Dáil and, you know, make it easier for people like me to get a surrogate in this country rather than having to travel to the Ukraine or Russia or America, because the cost is just, it's astronomical, Joe.
Now, the surrogacy law would make it legal in this country for a couple to meet a woman, obviously, who would carry the baby.
Yeah.
She would not be the mother of the baby, just to explain to people, the father and mother, biological mother, would be yourself and your husband.
Yes, that's right.
And what are your options at the moment? You say go to, where, the Ukraine?
Yeah, the Ukraine or, you know, Eastern Europe. It's a really big thing in Eastern Europe at the moment, surrogacy. You go to a clinic and they arrange for you to meet with a surrogate and she'll carry the child for you full term and you pay her expenses and then you pay the clinic as well. So you're looking in the region of around 75,000.
Wow. 75,000 euro.
Yeah, 75,000 euro. Sorry, Joe, yeah.
And then what is the legal position of the baby?
In that country, they will repatriate the baby for you. They have all the lawyers and everything available to you in the clinic. I will come home with a birth certificate for that child saying that I am the biological mother and Anthony is the biological father.
And would that be recognised by the Irish state?
You see, that's where the grey area is, Joe.
Yeah.
It's just, I've been doing this for so long and I had a miscarriage in 2012 and the want never goes away. Okay. You know, there's something that you just want.
And you had a miscarriage?
Yeah, I had a miscarriage in April 2012.
And anyone who read or is reading Andrea Carr's book at the moment, in an extraordinarily intimate way and moving way, details the loss and the sense of grieving that accompanies a miscarriage as well.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And I presume you had to pay, you said, you did many courses of IVF, did you say 5 or 7?
I had 5, yeah, so I'm up to about 35,000 euro now at this stage.
You've spent?
Yeah, basically all of our savings and our parents have given us money and, you know.
And when you wrote to the Taoiseach saying, is there any chance we could expedite this legislation, which, in other words, bring it to the law books, did you get a response?
I got a response saying that this wasn't something that the Taoiseach would look at and they had forwarded on to the Minister for Health.
Yeah.
I've written several times back to his aide or whatever they call them and I've had no response. So basically I was hoping that maybe you could let people know what's going on here and if we could all get together and do something.
And could you have the embryos frozen, for example?
I could have the embryos frozen, Joe, but I'm 41 in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
So my time is kind of running out now at this stage.
In terms of rearing? Do you mean in terms of rearing a child?
Obviously, yeah, well, I think, you know. I suppose I know girls that have had babies in their late 40s.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a lot of strain on you, you know.
Gosh, yeah. But in terms of you had your embryos frozen, it means someone younger could carry the child.
Exactly.
What you're saying is, as we all get older, your energy depletes and your...
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't fancy running around at 45
when I'm pregnant, Joe. I know. Okay. And do you know anyone who's been to the Ukraine?
I don't know anybody kind of personally, but I've been doing a lot of reading online about it, and you know it can work and it can't work, Joe. You know, it's like everything else in life, you have to take a leap of faith with it, and you know, hope. I do know a woman that through my clinic that I go to, a woman did go and she paid all the money and she got nothing at the end. And that's it then, all our money is gone.
So you're saying surrogacy is neither legally prohibited, it's not illegal or legal, it's in a grey area.
No, it's in a grey area.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't work for me, Joe, I'd like to be able to do it for the women that come after me. You know, girls that don't even think about things like that now. Mm. When they get to my age, I'd like for them to have the option to do this.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. I've lost all my words now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just because it's been in the public eye. I don't like talk about people's private lives. But Rosanna Davison, who's so beloved in this country, and Wesley, they have announced, as you know, probably from the papers, that they are having a baby through surrogacy. I hope very soon, and we wish everyone well in that endeavour. But Rosanna has spoken about her miscarriages, and she revealed, as I said, I'm reading the end, that she shared her fertility journey when she revealed that she was expecting a daughter through gestational surrogacy after suffering multiple miscarriages.
Yeah, I was actually reading about it the other day, and it was very interesting.
Maybe that will help bring it to the public eye in terms of...
hopefully. And then Mark from Westlife as well, he came in and...
That's right, they had
a baby, so... I suppose, I don't mean this to sound as callous, but when money is an object, Joe, it's a different story.
Mm.
You know, when you have plenty of money behind you, you can just go and do these things. But for the normal household like myself, that amount of money is mind-blowing. It's kind of a lottery win thing.
Yeah, okay. Now, there's two types of surrogacy. I mean, traditional surrogacy is where the surrogate carries a child conceived using her own egg and sperm from the intended father. Gestational surrogacy, which is what you're talking about, Lou, is when the surrogate carries a child conceived using the egg of the intended mother or egg donor and sperm from the intended father. In vitro is used, which a lot of people use, and the surrogate is not genetically, the surrogate mother, so to speak, is not genetically related to the child. Hopefully, and when you, Louise, would you say this to your friends, and what type of reaction would you get when you say you're trying to do this?
Yeah, I do. I'm an open book, Joe. Anyone that knows me knows that I kind of don't have a filter, so I kind of tell everybody everything. And a lot of my friends would be like, because they have kids themselves, they'd say to me, well, I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends have said to me, oh, I'll do it for you. No problem.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
You know, but it's the whole kind of grey area that it needs to be looked at in this day and age, because it's almost an archaic law at this stage.
And as you know, because I heard the debate over the weekend on BBC Radio, they're changing the law there as well. They're updating the law. And maybe when that happens, what did John Kelly, the Fine Gael TD, once say? Like we take the English legislation, the British legislation, put a green jacket on it and a doudine, and we simply incorporate it, because so many of the circumstances are. Maybe that will move it along as well, Louise. But that doesn't necessarily help you in the short term, Louise. Thanks indeed, and thanks for explaining that so well, and thanks for contacting us. And every best wish to you and.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Louise. It's Louise Hamlin.
Thanks, Joe. Mind yourself.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
51551.